The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, June 15th. What to know about President Biden's optimistic view of the economy, as his critics say he's responsible for a crisis. Also, can former President Trump pick the winners of the primaries? We're talking about the track record of Trump-endorsed candidates so far. Plus, what new data shows about the cost to fly, how the pandemic actually had an impact on our pets. And it used to be a symbol of the internet, but as of today, it'll stop working. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Biden is facing a lot of pressure about the economy. So this week, he's defending his record and his recovery plans. Biden spoke in front of the largest federation of labor unions, where he said he's trying to rebuild the U.S. economy around workers, once again making it clear that he's pro-union. Many times in this speech, he made it clear how his ideas are different from those of his Republican colleagues. For example, GOP lawmakers have blamed the president's nearly $2 trillion COVID-19 relief package for causing inflation to start rising last year. And they say the Biden administration has been restricting oil production too much. To that, Biden said, quote, "I don't want to hear any more of these lies about reckless spending. We're changing people's lives." One other thing Biden focused on was the healthy unemployment rate that stands at 3.6% and wages that have been going up. Although the Labor Department says the wage hikes still don't make up for the rising inflation, so people are still left with less money to spend. Separately, the Federal Reserve is meeting today with the goal of tackling that exact issue. Reports say Fed officials are talking about raising interest rates by 0.75 points, since so far, smaller rate hikes have not done much to tame stubborn inflation. So larger hikes are more likely to help. But over time, larger rate hikes could cause economic pain in other areas. They'll make mortgages and business loans more expensive, cut into corporate expansion plans, and make higher unemployment more likely. Those possibilities have been disturbing Wall Street, and once again yesterday, most stocks dipped. So, to be continued. Supreme Court justices could start getting more security thanks to a bill that overwhelmingly passed Congress this week. This comes just days after an armed man was arrested near Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home and charged with attempted murder. It also comes ahead of an especially divisive ruling. Any day now, Supreme Court justices are expected to officially decide whether or not to overturn Roe v. Wade. That's the decision that protected the right to abortion for nearly half a century. And law enforcement agencies have warned that ruling could incite violence. So the new bill would authorize police protection for families of Supreme Court justices, and if a court martial decides it's necessary, for their staff, too. The measure now heads to President Biden's desk for his signature. Today, with the latest January 6th committee hearing, Americans were supposed to hear testimony from former Justice Department officials who were expected to say former President Trump pressured them to pursue his theories of election fraud. Well, the committee decided to delay that hearing to next week because of scheduling issues. But another hearing about the Capitol riot is still scheduled for tomorrow. The top Republican on the committee, Congresswoman Liz Cheney, gave a sneak peek at that one. She posted a video preview, saying the hearing will spotlight former President Trump's efforts to convince then-Vice President Pence to refuse to count electoral votes, all as part of a plan to overturn the election and prevent the transition of presidential power. Then she showed footage from one White House advisor testifying that Trump and a conservative lawyer were trying to fight the election results even after the Capitol riot. Of course, former President Trump says the entire investigation is politically motivated, and he says he did nothing illegal. The next hearing is set for tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern. Former President Trump may not actually be on the ballots, but he's still scoring some notable victories in the primaries. For example, a Republican who's won his last five elections in South Carolina just lost his House seat after 10 years. Congressman Tom Rice is one of the 10 Republicans who supported impeaching Trump last year, and Trump endorsed his challenger, who ended up winning. Also overnight, Nevada's Attorney General Adam Laxalt won the Republican nomination for Senate. Not only does he have the backing of Trump, but he's also been campaigning on the idea that the presidential election was stolen. And this certainly is not the first time Trump's picks have come out on top either. For example, celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz won the Republican Senate primary in Pennsylvania. Also, hillbilly elegy author J.D. Vance won the Republican nomination for Senate in Ohio over better-funded rivals. And former football star Herschel Walker became the GOP nominee for one of Georgia's Senate seats over more seasoned politicians, all with Trump's endorsements. But the former president's candidates have not all come out triumphant. Like Trump recruited someone to unseat Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace after she criticized his role on January 6th. But last night, Mace won her Republican primary in South Carolina anyway. Overall, former President Trump has endorsed 173 candidates this election season. When it comes to the very competitive races, 9 of his candidates have lost so far, while 23 have won. Dozens more are still in progress. Parents who want to get their kids vaccinated against COVID-19 could soon have 2 options to choose from. A key panel of vaccine experts recommended the FDA authorize Moderna's vaccine for kids ages 6 and up. So far, the only vaccine available for children has been the one from Pfizer. Assuming the FDA and CDC sign off too, as expected, the Moderna shots could become available for kids as soon as next week. Also today, the same advisory committee is meeting to discuss COVID-19 vaccines for the youngest children as young as 6 months old. For those, it'll review data from both Moderna and Pfizer. All right, we have more news still ahead for you. But first, let's take a quick break for our sponsor. Finding and booking a doctor who's right for you does not need to be a terrible experience. Will they take your insurance, understand your needs, or be available when you can see them? With ZocDoc, the answer can be a refreshingly pain-free yes. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. The verified patient reviews allow you to see what other real humans had to say about their visit. So when you walk into that doctor's office, you're set up to see someone in your network who gets you. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc. And when I need a new doctor, I'm one of them. And now, so is the executive producer of this show, who told me she had a great experience and has returned multiple times to see the doctor that she found on ZocDoc. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's Z-O-C-D-O-C, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. The cost to fly continues to go up. New data shows fares for flights within the U.S. last month went up 47% since the start of 2022, and the fares were up 30% compared to 2019. In fact, Adobe Analytics also found May was the 4th month in a row that airfares were higher than before the pandemic. The lead analyst for Adobe said, some people are okay with these rising prices, especially if they didn't get on a plane much over the last 2 years and they really want to fly. But others are now rethinking their travel plans. The number of bookings for flights in the U.S. dropped 2.3% in May compared to the month before. That said, the value of the sales, or in other words, the money airlines are bringing in, still went up because of those higher ticket prices. One of the largest and most valuable crypto exchanges is laying off 18% of its employees as the company worries about a possible recession. It means more than 1,000 workers are losing their jobs at Coinbase Global. The Coinbase CEO called it a difficult decision, but said the company hired too many people and grew too fast when things were going well. But now he says a so-called crypto winter could be coming, which essentially means the value of cryptocurrencies could persistently fall over many months. 2 other prominent crypto companies, Crypto.com and BlockFi, have also announced layoffs. It's not just crypto companies making cuts, though. 2 big real estate companies are planning to cut their workforces as well. Redfin is apparently planning to fire 6% of its employees, and Compass will lay off about 10%. Compass told CNBC slowing economic growth is to blame. Redfin CEO pointed to dropping demand for homes that could lead to fewer home sales for years, not months. Stay tuned. Parents will now have a bit more control over their teens' social media use. Meta is rolling out new features for Instagram and its virtual reality headset. They allow parents to be the ones to send invitations to their teens to initiate the supervision tools before only the teens could start it up. Also, guardians can now set specific times during the day or week when they want to limit their teens' Instagram usage. And for teens, they may start to see so-called nudges encouraging them to switch to a different topic if they are looking at one topic for too long. The company has released other similar tools in recent months after facing a lot of criticism about the impact of Instagram on teens' mental health. Today's the day we officially say goodbye to Internet Explorer. Yes, we're talking about the internet browser that was once synonymous with the internet. It used to be the revolutionary way to surf the web for Windows PCs for years. Microsoft introduced Internet Explorer back in 1995, but then came the faster competition, like Mozilla's Firefox and Google's Chrome. And now, nearly three decades after it was introduced, Internet Explorer will retire. As of today, if you try to open the application, you'll be redirected to the company's more recent browser, Microsoft Edge. It's a big day for hockey fans. The Stanley Cup Final kicks off tonight, pitting the Tampa Bay Lightning up against the Colorado Avalanche. If the Lightning win it, this will be their third championship in a row, something that hasn't been done since the 80s. On the flip side, if the Avalanche take it, it'll be their first championship in 21 years. The Avs are actually expected to come out on top, though, since they've been dominant all season. Game 1 starts at 8 p.m. Eastern time. You can watch it from home on either ABC or ESPN+. And that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a message from our sponsor. Have you ever had something that actually gets better as you use it? Think good jeans that stretch to perfectly fit your body over time. Would you ever think sheets could be on that list? Well, Boll & Branch sheets are not just buttery, breathable, and comfortable. They also get softer with every wash. I've already noticed the difference. And as someone who works kind of odd hours and is a fairly new parent, I value my sleep when I can get it. I want those hours to be high quality, and Boll & Branch sheets help make that possible. There's nothing quite like getting into a freshly made bed to go to sleep after a long day. And it's that much better when you love your sheets like I do, thanks to Boll & Branch. So get a discount with the promo code NEWSWORTHY at bollandbranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch, bollandbranch.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Now back to Work Wednesday. As the world enters the next phase in the pandemic, more and more Americans are going back to their offices, schools, gyms, and social lives. But as people start leaving the house more, pets are having a tough time adjusting. The ASPCA says more than 23 million American households added a cat or dog during the pandemic. And many of those animals have never known what it's like to be left alone all day. And this means vets and trainers have been especially busy. The online pet pharmacy PetMeds says the prescriptions it's filled for anxiety medicines increased 26% between 2019 and 2021. But experts say not every animal who acts out is having true separation anxiety that needs a medical treatment. They suggest practicing separating gradually before you have to be gone all day and keeping things at home as normal as possible, making sure dogs especially still have scheduled walks and feeding times. And then there are some more creative options. One pet behaviorist told the Wall Street Journal one of her clients actually had luck buying a human-sized dummy to sit with her dog while she was away. Others have gone for pet spa treatments and even beer made especially for pets. All right, thank you so much for joining us as part of your daily routine and for sharing the show with your friends, family, and coworkers. We will catch you up with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.